You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
Can I do that this time?
New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. So Ed, in light of that, yesterday in the studio at the time of this recording, Todd Adkins, Eric Geiger, and I were doing the 5LQ podcast.
Yeah.
Our other one. And Eric is now one of the co-hosts
officially
of the podcast. So he decided to introduce the podcast as well. And it was fun.
Oh, wow.
It was interesting.
But you don't let me.
No, I think that was maybe the only time we're going to let him introduce the podcast. No, but in light of that, no, he did a great job. But it was if you haven't yet seen the article that Eric wrote about the time he fought with Ed Stetzer,
yes,
you do have to look that up. Actually, we'll put in the show notes for today as well.
And actually, what's funny is that was a very painful time for Eric and for me. We were at the end of our relational rope, and he, in his article, is very gracious. He implies that it was him, but it wasn't all him. I mean, it was plenty to go around, or plenty of stupid to go around. But just learning to work with some high capacity leaders is just a different dealio for sure.
Well, yeah, so it's great. I mean, anything else you want to add from your side? So read the article.
Yeah, but I would add that I was a bigger jerk than I needed to be. And ultimately, we just had to learn, you know, when you work with people, you know, you got to get to good relationship. You got to get to chemistry. And we eventually did get to chemistry. It just took us a little while to get there. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I would often see you guys walking along in the hallway as well when you're still over here in Nashville, but now you're up at Wheaton.
Yeah, well, so. we're still remaining. Probably Eric's still one of my best friends.
So. Yeah, good deal. So let's get into today's question.
Hi, Daniel. My name is Jesus. As you know, I'm planting a church here near to Montreal. I have a question concerning churches planting church. I've been planting a church since 1 year and six months. And I've been feeling that it's the time to plant another church, but it's possible in Gatineau or Quebec City. But I'm not sure about what is the timing. Is the right time? Which are the conditions, or what is the right time to plant another church? Can you just give us some advices, please? We thank you for everything you are doing for the kingdom of God, and keep working hard. Bye-bye.
All right. So just for some context here, Montreal to Gatineau City is about 2 hours. It's Montreal. It's around Ottawa. And then Montreal to Quebec City, it's the complete opposite way. That's about 3 hours away, just in terms of context.
Yeah. First of all, I knew that. Thank you very much.
Well, Ed, you know everything.
Americans don't know anything about Canada. Other than that it's America's Canada. Hat.
Well, you are married to a Canadian, but I was helping everyone else.
That's what it was. Well, I've been to Gatineau. Yeah. You have to say it like the French, my ridiculous French accent.
Yeah, in Quebec City.
In Quebec City. So do you speak French?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, very good. Well, could you answer this question in French?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so... I think for when to plant another church, I first of all, there's not a magic time. Can I just say that I am so encouraged by the fact that his question is, we want to, is this
no
okay?
Kidding. I mean, like, seriously.
How many questions are like, we don't want to, when do we have to?
And I mean, he gets it. I know he's listened to a ton of our episodes, is a big fan and really a community member of what we're doing here.
Yeah, I want to get to Quebec this spring break. I want to take my daughter up there for spring break to Quebec. So I need you and me to find, don't we need to do a newchurches.com road tour to Quebec? You used to live there, right?
Yeah, I did. I did. Okay. I'm actually up there in October.
Are you?
Speaking of the Lord's call, be up there.
Are you speaking at the church? This is the Congress?
Yeah, at the Congress.
Oh, they didn't invite me. That kind of hurts my feelings. So, But you,
but you keynoted 2 years ago, so
yeah, it's true. So I guess it is kind of like, okay, we had Ed Stetzer. Time to move on to bigger.
No, but if you're going to Quebec, you need to go at the end of June for the jazz festival.
Oh, well, of course I'd like to go then, but I don't have like free time like you do at Lifeway, where you go anytime you want to and do whatever you want. So some of us have jobs.
But in the book Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, it's one of the free ebooks that Ed and I did.
We need a little ding every time you mention a product. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Well, it's free. But in that one, we do really dig down and talk about the characteristics of churches that multiply, the barriers that do prevent them. And you're right, Ed. One of the barriers that we talked about is the idea of, I just need to be a little bit bigger. I just need to be a little bit bigger before I can plant. And you never really get there. So it's awesome how Jesus is saying, hey, a year and a half ago, I planted. I want to plant another. Actually, I'm thinking two locations.
Yeah, no,
opposite ways.
And I would probably say to him is pace yourself. I think I've planted a church out of my church two places on one Sunday, and that was probably in hindsight too much. But the Lord was really in it. There were other factors, so it was good. But what I would say is, I would say that, and let me make this spiritual. I don't think there's a numerical value. I think people who set those, it can be a little bit problematic. As a matter of fact, it's funny because, you know, one of my heroes is Leith Anderson. And, you know, he's the head of the National Association of Evangelicals now. But the first time I interacted with him, I actually disagreed with him on this very question. So maybe Leith will listen to this episode. But someone asked this question, when's the right time to plant a church? And I said, as soon as you have a vision for it, is kind of what my answer was. And he was very cautious. No, I don't think so. I think you need to wait till you're 800 and then you can plant strong, send people out. Now, again, they had been doing that. So you can't fault Leith Anderson. They're planting churches out of Wooddale, I think it was.
Yeah, and so yeah, okay.
And so they were doing stuff, but they're sending out large groups at different times. So I disagreed with him right there, right? You know, and this is like, I'm just this little punk guy from nowhere with Lee. This was like, I don't even know, 20 years ago. And so again, but he's got the chops. He's done some amazing stuff. But what I would say is when God gives you the vision for it, I begin to look to say, are there also partners? If I have the vision, can I have the partners? And the partners might be a denomination, might be a network, might be people in the church. And if God has opened the door for those two things, then I think ultimately it's time for them to step forward. So now, it also depends on what you mean by plant a new church. You know, that's too far away geographically for them to send people who still would live in the homes from which they were sent.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So, you know, Gatineau to Quebec City, wherever. So it might be that they're sponsoring a church, or there's different ways and levels you could be involved. So you could send staff, you could engage others. So what I would say is get involved early and often, find ways to get involved early and often, and then just keep plugging away at those.
Yeah, completely. So in regards to the levels, yes. So financially, Jesus, are you putting money aside to go towards this church plant, right? There's the money side in your budget. Do you have a line item for church planting on the one hand? Number two, do you have a leadership pipeline where you are actually raising up volunteers? You're raising up people from the pew to the pulpit, right? You're raising up volunteers to be leaders, and then leaders to be leaders of leaders, and then leaders of leaders to be leaders of departments, and then leaders of departments to be senior leaders, right? Do you have a pipeline in place to develop them, rather than just saying, hey, we're going to have a line item, which is very important to get to have some skin in the game in regards to multiplication. But can you actually equip and send and raise up people? Because Quebec, I mean, everywhere, I'm sure we all like to use the stats. Hey, my city is the 10 top unreached city. And
every
and
this city one I is, go to.
Yeah, exactly.
Birmingham, Alabama is least the most unreached city in America.
Or exactly. Least number of churches. So regardless of what you use to try to beef up your prospectus.
we've all made them. We've all done it.
Yeah. So beside that, Quebec is, as a whole, less than 0.5% evangelical Christian, right? There, the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few all over, but Quebec is one of those places that's very post-Christian. So Jesus, what can you do to raise up more harvest workers, right? Matthew 9:35-38. Yes, are you praying as a church towards that end? Do you have a leadership pipeline? What does it look like for you to even start a residency program in your church? Because there aren't really many evangelical seminaries in and around Montreal or in Quebec either. So how can you do that and be a part of raising up teams and individuals who feel called. And then I'd encourage you to actually do mission trips to Gatineau, to Quebec City on an ongoing basis, develop local partnerships there so that you're helping and seeing what the church, you know, what the landscape, the spiritual landscape is there, so that when you do send people and you are, that you're able to partner with churches that are in that area.
Yeah, I think that's great. So I would say, now is the time. The question is how much now? Now, we didn't you know, there's the possibility that he may want to go himself to go plant the church. He might be saying, I want to go and do that. So what I would say is I always say yes to church planning. The question is how much can I stretch? How much can I push? How much can I make the distance so that we can intentionally get people involved, maybe more involved than ultimately they would have thought they could be, and engage, well, engage from there.
So on that note, in chapter 5 of Planting Missional Churches, Ed and I, we talk about leadership models, right? We talk about, hey, are you an apostolic harvest church planter? On the other hand, are you maybe a founding pastor, or, and we kind of talk about being a planted pastor, entrepreneurial pastor. Number 3, are you, do you want to do team planting, right? So, I mean, in and through that, Jesus, I would encourage you to really discern through those models and see, okay, what type of church planter am I? Am I going to be in Montreal? Is my gifting to, yes, you've planted the church, this church, but is your gifting to continue to shepherd and send other people out? Or are you going to raise up leaders where you're at and then you go out and then you start a new church and plant a church in one of those cities, raise up a team, raise up your successor, and then you go out to another one as well. So it'd be important for you to really discern what God is calling you to as well. So thanks again for listening in. Be sure to leave a rating and review on iTunes and help us get to 200 reviews. We will catch you next time.